You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Friday, June the 20th of 2025. The time is 7:23, currently overcast skies and 63 degrees in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is time for our local segments here during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, coming up later this evening, officially at 9:41 p.m., it is the precise moment of the summer solstice. That means that summer officially begins tonight at 9:41. And probably perfect timing, as coming up this weekend, we are expecting by far the hottest weather that we have seen so far this year. Today, going to see a few more showers and tea storms early, mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy and a high near 77. But then, tomorrow, starting mostly cloudy, becoming sunny and hot, a high near 90 degrees. And then Sunday, even hotter, sunny skies, hot conditions, and a high near 93 degrees. By Monday, we get some more showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high near 86 degrees. So again, it is the start of summer, and that we are going to get a full dose of summer weather. And make sure if you have any outdoor activities planned this weekend here in the Wausau area that you are prepared, that you have the sunscreen ready, that you have fluids available, and that you don't overdo it. Make sure that you keep it safe and make sure that you do not push it too far on what should be a very, very hot weekend. And in fact, as we've heard from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, earlier, that you can expect heat indices upwards of three digits, upwards of 100 degrees over the weekend. So again, as we get ready for the weekend, be prepared for the weekend here in North Central Wisconsin.
You do not want to get a sunburn. This is when the temperature is bad. I got a sunburn a couple summers ago. It really hurt. It took a while for it to wear off. I had to use the aloe vera, which actually is very soothing stuff, but just the burning and itching is, yeah, just make sure you're prepared.
Exactly. Number of years ago, I was on vacation in Southern California, went out to the beach near the Pacific Ocean. It was hot, it was sunny, and I was not prepared. And I got the worst sunburn I have ever had, and I hope the worst sunburn I ever will have, because literally the next evening and morning felt like I was cooking. And I felt like my body was halfway cooked, and the pain was incredible. I could not even barely put a sheet over the body. Any contact at all was incredibly painful. Drove to Las Vegas that day, the seat belt, any kind of movement where the seatbelt was touching the skin, It was incredible pain. So you may think, it's not going to be a problem. I want to get nice and tanned. And no, you don't want to get burned. And
a tan is not worth it.
No, it's not. Me. It is definitely not. So again, get ready for the weekend. Hopefully you will all have some great plans and hopefully have a great, fun, hot weekend as well. I saw on social media that you have done it again.
Yep, I've gotten in the Shakespeare again.
So what show are you in again?
I will be a part of the Comedy of Errors. And looking at the cast list myself yesterday afternoon, there are quite a few of my friends in this show, and I look forward to working with them again. There's even a couple of people I do not know, so I look forward to meeting them as well, and well, I'm getting to have a lot of fun with this show, because this is one of Shakespeare's funniest shows.
And what group is putting this on again?
This is the River and Woods Theater Company.
And this is actually part of two Shakespeare productions, correct?
Mm-hmm. This is a part of the River and Woods Theater's annual Shakespeare in the Park. They have a show for kids and a show for adults. For kids, they have a Midsummer Night's Dream, and the adult show will be the Comedy of Errors. And these shows will be put on in the middle of August. I believe it is, let me check the count under here. It looks like August 14th, 15th, and 16th. And these shows will be outside. It'll be at a Stewart Park in Wausau. And the kids' show will be in the afternoon about 2 o'clock. And then the Comedy of Errors will be in the evening, I think 6 or 7. I'll have to double check on that. But hopefully the weather is nice. But Stewart Park is a really fun venue. And I had a lot of fun doing the Taming of the Shrew last summer at Shakespeare in a Park. I have no doubt that this show is going to be just as fun.
And what part are you playing in Comedy of Errors?
Well, I have three parts, actually.
Oh.
I play the role of a Balthazar. I play the role of a Dr. Pinch. And I play the role of a merchant. And Dr. Pinch is a very funny character. He's a quack psychiatrist is what it says. So it's
well, very good.
Give me a chance to be a funny character.
Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, an information update. In about 22 minutes, we'll be back. And I have some thoughts, maybe different thoughts than many of you out there, when it comes to the debate that is beginning involving the city of Wausau and the potential of a city manager. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up when we return at 7:52. Right now, it is almost 7:30, 63 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Good morning from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. The time is 7:52, 63 degrees under overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. One thing we don't have to worry about is a drought. I don't know if you noticed. I mean, I woke up a number of different times overnight, and every time it was raining very hard, at least outside my residence in Weston. I don't know exactly how much rain we got overnight, but it felt like we got a lot. At least it sounded like we got a lot.
My mom didn't have to worry about watering her plants recently.
I don't think she will. So a lot of rain overnight and heading towards a very hot weekend. But one of the stories that has been big here in Wausau over the past week or so is the continuing discussion when it comes to the potential of a city manager. Just to recap what we have seen, about a week ago, Shireen Siewert in the Wausau Pilot and Review, wausaupilotandreview.com, put out an editorial advocating for a city manager. And then earlier this week, Mayor Doug Denny of Wausau sent a letter to the editor of the Wausau Pilot and Review saying, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. The pilot also did a very, very, very unscientific survey. And again, I found it to be less than useless, to be honest with you. If you're going to make these kind of surveys, you cannot just be putting out these unscientific surveys on such an important issue that said overwhelmingly people wanted a system that went away from the mayor to the city manager. I want to discuss this just a little bit. We're seeing now a little bit of pushback to different voices, including Council President Lisa Rasmussen, talking about perhaps this is not the best way to go, and that, again, that there's a responsibility that is to the voters, not to the council, than to hire a city manager. And then what are some of the problems of that form of government as well? I wanted to just make a couple of points on what I believe. And frankly, I don't want it to be a case where I'm out here again just saying, hey, this is the right way, this is the wrong way. In fact, yesterday at the end of my conversation with Pat Kreitlow, as I joined him in the early part of the 8 o'clock hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I asked Pat, I said, what do you think of this idea that we have these members of the media? And I, of course, am one of these members of the media that put out these broad statements saying, hey, this is something that should be done, and then driving the conversation. And I think anybody that's been listening to this radio station or the Civic Media Radio Network recently, in the aftermath of Dan Schaefer putting out his editorial, his opinion piece on the recombobulation area that calls for Tony Evers not to run for governor again, that we've heard a lot from Dan. We've heard a lot in breaks with his recombobulation minutes about Dan Schaefer thinks that Tony Evers should not run. And it just continues now to snowball, where it becomes the conversation piece on a number of programs on this network. And that then becomes the conversation piece, I think, even outside this network. And then you have Shireen, who has every right to make an editorial, and she put it out there in that form, that advocates for the city manager form of government, and it starts this conversation with the mayor then jumping in and continuing along this line. I would like to put it in a different perspective of trying to get the information out there. And yes, I may have an opinion on it, but I don't want it to be the driving force behind it. I want to give a little history on this idea of government being bad. And I think that's the underlying factor here in this discussion concerning the WASA form of government, that somehow we have right now within the city of WASA a lot of dysfunction when it comes to the mayor's office and its relationship with the city council, and just generally that there's a feeling that there's too much dysfunction and that government is not working right now well for the people. Going back now 45 years, which is hard to believe, 45 years back to 1980, the presidential campaign of 1980, you had a candidate named Ronald Reagan who would come out and say that government is not your friend, and that some of the worst words you could ever hear from somebody who knocked on your door is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. That basically Ronald Reagan started this tradition that has continued to this very day from those on the right, conservative movement in this country, that less government or no government is the best government, that government does not work. And what we have seen over the past 4.5 decades is Republicans trying to prove their point by being very poor stewards of public positions. We have seen some, I would call, some of the worst leadership when it comes to presidential leadership, with George W. Bush and Donald Trump, the last two Republican presidents who are, I would say, patently unqualified for the position. And then you have in the last year, Doug Dinney, since he began his term as mayor of WASA, having all sorts of difficulties, and I think stepping onto a rake, you know, the old adage, you step on a rake and it hits you in the head. Yep. Basically, you know, yeah.
Cartoon violence 101.
Well, the mayor and his relationship and his self-inflicted wounds, such as hauling away a Dropbox and some of these vetoes and some of the just leadership issues, I would say, within City Hall. Well, hey, yeah, things aren't working well. Let's go to a city manager form of government. There are aspects of a city manager form of government that's wrong as well. But also the idea that bottom line is the voters have a responsibility as well. The idea that we're going to take away from the voters the idea of electing their chief executive. Do you either believe in the system or you don't believe in the system? I still tend to believe that, hey, the voters ultimately should be the ones that make this decision. I mean, if to take it to a, I would call it a ridiculous level, should the United States Congress elect a national manager? Get rid of the president, because we've had some presidents that have not done a great job. I don't think that most people would say that's the right way to go.
It would be an interesting conversation, but for sure.
I want to continue to discuss this coming up in just about 22 minutes because there's still more to say. But a few, I think, thoughts from the other side of this debate, which we're going to have, I think, now over the next weeks and months. And then this discussion has started, so we're going to have this discussion. But with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. We will be back at 8:22 for another local segment. But coming up after the information update, more Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes. No, it's not the Chad Holmes show. fell into a bad habit. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And, of course, at the end of the program, we will have our number for the day quiz. We will give Ian a chance to make it 4 out of 5 for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, tell you, it's like, hot and cold, you know. But we will give you the topic here in just a few minutes, so stick around for that. I want to just talk a little bit more about, again, this big issue that has come bubbling to the surface here in the city of Wausau over the past week concerning the proposal from first Shireen Seward in the Wausau pilot and then endorsed by Doug Denny of a city manager model for the city of Wausau. And we've had some positive feel from those folks, but there's also been some people that have said, well, let's take a step back here, let's make sure that before we start going downhill towards a big change, and one of which is Lisa Rasmussen, the city council president here in the city of Wausau. She responded to the Wausau pilot. In fact, you can get more on what Lisa Rasmussen said to the pilot by going to wausaupilotandreview.com. But she sent an email to respond to Shireen's original editorial and then the response from Mayor Denny. Rasmussen talked about the accountability. And I think it's a good point to be made concerning the accountability of a hired manager versus an elected mayor. And she said in the email to the pilot, either system of government can bring good or bad results. If you get the wrong person in either, there are problems. The difference is what needs to happen to correct it. Often hired managers or administrators serve at the pleasure of a council or board. Whoever that person is, they're vigilant in maintaining the favor of enough members that they are unlikely to be removed, leaving voters out of the process. An elected mayor can be removed by voters. Also, folks who are in favor of the city manager say, hey, you know, if you got a bad mayor, you got to wait 4 years to remove him. I know there's a few folks right now who are thinking, oh, man, we got another 3 years before we can get a new mayor. But at the same time, the idea is, hey, if you have a bad city manager, we can get rid of them at any time. However, there is a cost involved. If you get the wrong person involved as a city manager, they have contracts. True. You have to basically pay them off to go away. And then all of a sudden, it's sort of like having a bunch of head basketball coaches, like when the Bucks had like 3 different coaches they're paying at the same time. They had Mike Budenholzer, they fired him. Then they had Adrian Griffin, they fired him, and they brought Doc Rivers in. Those guys were all still under contract, and they're all still getting paid. You could have it go like that for a city manager as well. But, so again, the idea that, hey, well, it's easy to remove them, it's not that easy to remove them.
It's easier said than done.
Exactly. So, again, but I go back to, again, my belief in the system and the idea that we have a system that we have the voice. You, me, the members of a community to vote. And the idea, because, well, we're having the issues right now, and Rasmussen said as well, and she, in responding to the survey that was put out by the pilot, saying, well, a lot of people want to have the city manager form.
Survey that didn't really count.
Yeah, and she criticized the methodology. And she actually said something that kind of jumped out to me. She goes, well, what was lacking in the survey that brought this discussion was a balanced question that asked people whether they truly have the wrong system or if they have the wrong mayor. So, I mean, it's like,
it's a fair point.
I mean, if you have a bad mayor, it makes the system look bad. So,
yeah.
And
like you said, it's about accountability.
And she got pretty strong going after the mayor in this email. She goes, Wausau deserves better because we're a city with great potential stagnating after one guy underestimated the job and lacks a working knowledge of rules that govern the work.
See, I would agree with that. I think that Mayor Denny has underestimated the job because I think he was using that in his race with Katie Rosenberg, saying that, you know, she wasn't doing enough and that, you know, on his first day in office, he would do all these changes and fix these problems instantly. And then he gets there and then he ends up, you know, having a lot more to do. And then he makes the ballot boss mistake and now he's got all this pressure. It's like, you underestimated the job? You think?
Well, he was.
You think the mayor was going to be an easy job?
Of course, he had complained that former Mayor Rosenberg was somebody that had basically, for, and I think the term was used, was outside her lane,
yeah,
in terms of talking about moral issues. And I am a true believer that whether it's the president, whether it's the governor, whether it's a mayor, there is a moral aspect. Moral leadership is part of the job. And he was implying that, no, it's about just, you know, doing the nuts and bolts of the job. Well, I would say that he's lacked in the moral leadership, and I think he's lacked in the nuts and bolts leadership as well. But the bottom line is, do we now blow up the system because we have a mayor that's, at this point, maybe proving that he's not up to the job? I don't know. We're gonna have that discussion, apparently, here in the city of Wausau. It's going to be, I would say, a very interesting discussion. Real quickly, your topic for the number for the day is hotels.
Hotels.
Yep, I'm heading for vacation. I'll be in a hotel, so help me a little bit. So we'll have a number involving hotels. So
sounds
that's
good.
Coming up in about 22 minutes at 8:52 in our final segment. But back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking to Mike Clemens about sports coming up after an information update. The time is 8:30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. The sun has popped out here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature is 66 degrees. And,
it's a little breezy as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit breezy out there. Enjoy today. There is a chance of
the
rain, but
the weekend is going to be like Florida type temperatures.
Yeah, very hot and
Texas.
Sticky. So
Florida, Texas, or California, because they get the triple digits more often.
Get me ready, because in 2 weeks I'm heading to Vegas, and it'll be hot there.
Oh,
in fact, 2 weeks from today I'll be in Vegas, so looking forward to that.
And we're going to forget to take some time off.
It's going to be fun to be able to enjoy that heat. But no, this weekend we are going to be hot, and again, make sure you stay safe out there. Don't overdo it. Don't get dehydrated. Don't do too much. Be ready for temperatures in the 90s and perhaps heat indices into the triple digits as well.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was Juneteenth. It was a holiday. Juneteenth, the holiday that marks the end of slavery in the United States. It's been celebrated since 4 years ago, on June 19th.
Yeah.
Joe Biden signed it into law.
Very
yesterday,
important.
Yes, well, you say it's very important, and I say it's very important. You know who does not think it's very important?
You know who?
You know who.
And his party?
Because yesterday, of course, it was the holiday. It went unmarked by the president. Yeah, he kind of said something around it, but not in a positive way.
Oh, I don't.
Because he never. He did not say anything about Juneteenth, but except he did make a post on his social media in which he said he wants to get rid of some of the non-working holidays. The timing was everything too. It's like Juneteenth, one of the non-working holidays. Trump said in a mangled post, soon we'll end up having a holiday for every once working day of the year, whatever. Every once working day of the year? Ah, Donald.
Sometimes the words that just come out of his mouth just baffles me.
And he did not mention Juneteenth by name, nor acknowledging that Thursday was a federal holiday. He said, it must change if we are going to. And then he went into all caps. Make America great again.
Still sticking with that mantra, I see.
He is. I'm sorry, but we see it every day with what ICE is doing. We've seen it in his entire life, and we saw it again yesterday. His racist beliefs seep into his work as president of the United States, and that's wrong. And I think it needs to be called out. He would not.
It does.
He did not sign a holiday proclamation, which the president often does on these kind of days. In the past week alone, Trump had issued proclamations commemorating Father's Day, Flag Day, National Flag Week, the 250th anniversary of the Battle of Bunker Hill, and none of which are among the 11 annual federal holidays. So, again, it's just... He's trying to advance his own causes. He insults critics and opponents on social media. And he chose the occasion of Juneteenth to float the idea of reducing the number of federal holidays. And you know the first one to go would be Juneteenth because of his racist beliefs. I mean, it's wrong on every level. Can't he for one moment just acknowledge others? Can he not for one moment acknowledge the importance of acknowledging these historical milestones in our country's history?
Yeah.
I mean, Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, the day when a Union general arrived in Galveston, Texas, nearly 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation to finally inform enslaved African Americans that the Civil War had ended, and that all enslaved people have been freed. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It is the youngest federal holiday enshrined into law in 2021 by Congress and then President Joe Biden, and Trump cannot undo it without an act of Congress. Mm. And again, I mean, this is a man, Trump. He has moved to purge DEI initiatives, and sanitize and even erase references to Black history. Talked about Jackie Robinson in recent months.
Yeah.
The evidence is there. I'm not throwing out claims willy-nilly. The man
He's
is
not
a racist.
Throwing garbage out there.
He's a racist, and it makes me upset.
Yeah.
So Juneteenth is an important day. And it needs to be acknowledged and not denigrated like Trump does. So let's wrap things up here for the week.
Yeah, it's Friday. And let's end with the number of the day.
Time to see if you can make it 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done that.
I tell you, it's been a good week. All right, hotels.
Our number
for the day is the average cost of a hotel room in the U.S. in 2024. So this is survey of 2024.
Is this for
average cost for one night in a hotel room in the U.S. in 2024?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are $152, $172, $192.
The average cost to stay at one night in a hotel in the United States in 2024.
152, 172, or 192.
You know what? I'm going to say, I'll go with my gut here. But my final answer, I'm going to say 172 is my final answer. I'm going to say 172 is the average cost.
All right. The average cost of a hotel room in the U.S. in 2024, $152.
Ooh.
Hey, you still had a winning week.
Yeah,
three out of five. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good week. We'll start up again on Monday.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking to Yileng Zhang coming up on Monday morning, so make sure you tune in for that in the first hour. Have a great weekend, everyone. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.